Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have found that in uncertain times, if you contemplate what might be the worst possible outcome, you will be better prepared for whatever the future brings. At some time in the future, hopefully sooner than later, the world will return to a new normal after the coronavirus disease is managed. While some politicians and so-called experts are predicting or hoping that the U.S. and global economy will quickly rebound, I don't think that is realistic. No, it will not be like a worker going home for the weekend on Friday and just picking right back up when they get back to work the following Monday. So many things have changed already that jumpstarting the economy will not be that simple. Already, millions of Americans have been laid off from jobs that may or may not return at all, and certainly not right away. Many of those who work in a store may find they have been displaced by expanded mail order and internet shopping. The Federal Reserve Bank's balance sheet, which was only $900 billion before the Great Recession earlier this century, has now ballooned to more than $5.5 trillion, far above previous peak record size. In fact, the Fed is already effectively serving as the world's central bank. It is accepting record quantities of U.S. Treasury debt held by other central banks and creating dollars out of thin air to help other countries manage liquidity crises. Most people in the world will be in worse financial condition. As a result, retirement plans and vacations will be postponed. Those looking for work may find it much more difficult to find jobs that pay as well as what they used to earn. In general, people will focus more on being better prepared for the next financial crisis, even if it means cutting back on spending. This reduction in consumer demand will itself drag out any rebound in the economy. Perhaps the worst result will be that the current government expansion of people controls, supposedly for our own good, will largely remain in place, making us all less free than we were. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.